Insights on the Middle East with author and academic Avi Yorish.
Hello, Avi Yorish, how are you?
I'm well. How are you all doing?
Oh, it's lovely to speak to you again, isn't it, Sam?
It feels like it's been a really long time, Avi.
I'm happy to be back on the show. It has been quite some time.
Well, you know, it's a huge privilege for us to speak to somebody so smart, because maybe you can explain to me what linear versus exponential thinking and technology is. Pretend I'm a 5-year-old.
You sound like my mother.
Yeah.
Not allowed. All right. So let's talk about linear versus exponential thinking and tech. So basically, we as humans are programmed to think about things linearly, you know, year after year, one thing after another. The problem is that over the coming decades and years, we're actually going to experience exponential technological change in the world, which is going to cause us as humans to experience cognitive dissonance. So let's break this down. From the beginning of time until about the year 1000, I want you to think of it technologically as one unit of change. So there was about, you know, things moved along pretty slowly. So that's one unit. From the year 1000 to 1900, it was another unit of change. So really from the beginning of time to 1000 was one, and then it took 900 years to have a second unit of change. And then from about 1900 to 1950, so in 50 years, we experienced what all of humanity was in that period of time. And then again, from 1950 to 2100, we're going to experience about 25,000 years worth of change over the course of this period. So think about it. We've talked about this before on the show. Do you even remember when we got our first smartphone? The first smartphone was 12 years ago. Can you imagine where we're going to be 12 years now?
So
the history of the world is going to
incredible.
Look very, very different
yeah.
over the course of the coming decades. So let's do some prognostications based on something called Moore's Law and the Law of Accelerating Returns. So Gordon Moore in 1965 came out with this theory that computer chips were either going to become twice as fast or twice as small with the passing of every 18 months. And that has been true since 1965. And then a really smart guy by the name of Ray Kurzweil discovered it wasn't just computer chips that were becoming either twice as fast or twice as small, but rather all of biology and chemistry in the entire universe worked according to that principle, and he called it the law of accelerating returns. And so we are going to see exponential change versus linear change over the coming decades.
Wow, Avi, is the human being able to deal with progress at such an enormous rate? I'm thinking about legislative systems that are supposed to carry, keep up with those developments. Aren't we? We're heading for troubled times.
I mean, cognitively, we're really not able to. So let's talk about a few interesting milestones that people that these smart guys are predicting over the coming decades. By 2029, Ray Kurzweil and others are predicting that we're going to be done with disease. No more disease like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, or other neurological diseases. By 2030, so 10 years from today, we're going to be completely resource independent. So no more oil, but completely renewable resources like solar energy. By 2030, again, so 10 years from today, virtual reality and reality are going to be indistinguishable. By 2030, computers are going to pass the Turing test, which means that they will really, at that point, be just as smart as humans. And then every year after that, they will become smarter and smarter and smarter and surpass the human brain. And by 2045, we're going to experience something called singularity. In other words, our neocortex, our brain, we will be able to seamlessly upload our thoughts into a synthetic neocortex in the cloud. We are coming into extraordinarily uncharted territory. And then that's on the one hand. On the other hand, we're experiencing tremendous global challenges, artificial intelligence, space, water security, food security. And if we are not careful over the course of the next 25 years, we could really fall into extinction. So we're either going to thrive as a species and move forward, or we're going to annihilate ourselves.
What's so interesting is that this is all prophetic, Avi. Do you know about the prophecy?
I wouldn't talk about this in terms of prophecy. I would talk about this in terms of scientific change and where we are going.
Can the two not work together? Hashtag asking for a friend. Can the two not work together? Can science and prophecy not work together? And I'll tell you.
I'm not a prophet. I can't speak to prophecy. I can only speak to science.
No, I got that.
Where we are headed.
I got that. But it's so interesting because In the year 1740 and 1840 in the secular calendar, the Zohar tells us that the gates of knowledge and the gates of wisdom were opened. And that's like the time of the Industrial Revolution, which I think is quite amazing. It's not often that science and spirituality hook up together, although more often they do seem to be.
The Jewish people and the prophetic tradition, and we've talked about this before, has been calling upon us to cure the sick, feed the hungry, help the needy. And the prophetic tradition has been very, very clear about this. And we are now in a place and time where we're actually able to fulfill that prophetic tradition. This is the first time in human history that we are balancing both the ability to cure the sick, feed the hungry, help the needy, and at the same time, if we are not careful, we will annihilate ourselves as a species.
Absolutely. This is such an interesting conversation, Avi, but we've got to get to news headlines. So we can ask you maybe to stay. Can we ask Avi to stay? Okay, all right. Okay, Simon. He's telling us we've got to go. Okay, so maybe next week, Avi, we can actually talk about it because, yeah, okay, I'll WhatsApp you.
Happy to talk next week. It's lovely to hear your voices. I'm looking forward to hearing your voices next week. Same time, same place.
Thank you. God bless, Avi. Bye-bye.